East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The High Court in Johannesburg has interdicted Operation Dudula from demanding IDs from private individuals at health facilities. The court has ruled that only immigration officials and police members may request identification. The order also prohibits inciting others to commit these acts on social media or at public gatherings. It's barred Operation Dudula's members from intimidating, harassing or assaulting foreign nationals, making hate speech, interfering with access to healthcare, schools or businesses, and unlawfully evicting or removing them from homes or trading stalls. With the country's seventh democratic local government elections just months away, the Electoral Commission says it's on track to deliver yet another free, fair and credible vote. Deputy Chief Electoral Officer Masego Shiburi says preparations for the 2026 local polls are well underway. He says the Commission's focus is on ensuring transparency and trust in every step.
The successful execution of several key milestones within the mandate of the Electoral Commission, giving an account of performance in the past quarter as well as the current quarter, and the accelerations in preparations for elections that must lawfully be held between November 2026 and no later than the end of January 2027.
Authorities have raided businesses in central Durban as they crack down on counterfeit goods and non-compliant electronics. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks watched law enforcement operations unfold on Victoria Street earlier today.
A joint operation between the National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications, Itigwini Metro Police and other agencies is targeting shops selling unapproved products. These include food items, automotives, chemicals and materials. Inspectors are pulling boxes of goods off shelves from light bulbs and hair clippers to fans and other electronics, anything suspected of falling short of safety standards. The operational manager for the NRCS, Donovan Ceceros, says all products must meet compulsory service standards before reaching consumers.
Once we have approval from the NRCS, they will get a certificate, what we call a letter of authority. That letter of authority allows them to sell this product in the market.
Officials say sanctions will be issued and seized goods taken to a warehouse where a decision will be made on whether they're destroyed. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban CBD.
And some Tanzanians have ventured out today as restrictions, including a curfew, have been partially lifted. Protests over last week's elections erupted into violence that opposition leaders say has left hundreds dead. A total internet blackout was put in place several days ago. It's now also been partially eased. President Samia Suluhu Hassan was sworn in yesterday after the Electoral Commission there declared her the winner of the presidential poll with 98% of the vote. Opposition party Chadema has slammed the election as a sham. The top story, the High Court in Johannesburg has interdicted Operation Dudula from demanding IDs from private individuals at public health facilities. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Patlele.